As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larvey, with Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
So, what do you think?
Hey, it's very nice.
No, I mean, what do you think of the logo for the new office?
Very nice.
I want an honest opinion.
Well, it's a bit like Superman 2, isn't it?
Well, I thought that up. Type for you, too. You see, the 2 is because it's the second branch.
Yes, I'd work that out.
You don't like it, do you?
Well, to tell the truth, it's a bit pretentious for my taste.
You think I'm pretentious?
No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about that.
Well, as I thought it up, the implication is obvious.
Iron drawers.
What?
Sandy said that's what the girls in the office used to call you. I can see why when you're in a mood like this.
Look, I only want you to be pleased. I worked so hard for the second branch.
I am pleased. I just don't like the name, that's all.
Well, would you like to see inside?
Rather.
Are you being sarcastic? Sorry.
Shouldn't you be wearing a hat and cutting a tape?
I'll do that when it opens.
Oh, thank you very much. They're rather fun, these swivel chairs.
Oh, yes, the girls and I play on them for hours. You really think this logo's pretentious?
Look, what weight does my opinion carry?
Well, we are living together.
I mean, my opinion carries no weight in a business sense. What do I know? I'm hardly a tycoon, am I?
What, still nothing on the lecture front?
No, they seem to have dried up. I suppose me chuntering on about my life in Kenya always did have a boredom threshold.
Well, there's always the book. They can suddenly take off books.
The only way this one will ever take off is if someone reads it on a plane.
You're not talking like a man who once played rugby against the parachute regiment.
No, I was young. All I had to do was get bashed about. Anyway, how do we get talking about me? You're the man of the moment.
Oh, I bet Richard Branson's shaking in his shoes. Actually, I do have a problem. I'm going to need someone to run this branch.
If that's an offer.
No, it isn't. You're a dear man, Lionel. Well, you can be a dear man. But the thought of you running a secretarial agency... Oh, I don't have to go on, do I?
Absolutely not.
Talk about a bull in a china shop.
We agreed you didn't have to go on.
Sorry.
I'd have thought Judith was the obvious choice.
Yes.
Not what I'd call unbridled enthusiasm.
Well, I'd better get back to the office. Have you any plans?
Oh, of the vague variety.
Something will turn up.
Of course it will. If not, I can always go back to male modelling.
Good morning, type for you.
Hello, Sandy. It's Alistair.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Listen, can you talk?
I just did.
Funny, Sandy. But I think you know where I'm coming from.
I'm on my own, if that's what you mean.
Brilliant.
No, it's a simple enough deduction.
Okay, okay. Are you free for lunch?
Alistair, Judith is a friend of mine.
I didn't mean that kind of lunch. I think it's about time you and I talk business, Sandy. I'll get a few morsels sent round to the office. Want to talk to you?
Alistair, I do have a job.
People do have bad backs, Sandy, but they can get better. See you at one.
I won't be there.
Then it will just be me and my morsels. Ciao.
I've been shopping. Everything under control.
What if I said that everything was in absolute chaos?
Ah, but it wouldn't be, would it? Not with you here.
No. Good old Sandy. Do you want to see what I bought? What do you think of this suit? Well, it's a quieter colour.
Yes.
It's a very sensible skirt.
Well, there's a time for flashing your knees, isn't there?
Oh, definitely.
And a time not to. I mean, if I'm going to run the new branch, I thought I'd try for a more sober image, more mature.
Congratulations.
Well, Mum hasn't actually said anything yet, but sort of stands to reason, doesn't it?
Yes, it sort of does, really.
Well, it's time for lunch. Shall we pop across the road, be incredibly disciplined, and have a salad?
Actually, I'm already having lunch with someone.
Oh,
just a friend.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yes.
More champagne?
No, thanks. I've got to work this afternoon.
So have I.
Do you always lunch like this?
Only when I have a morsel sent into the office. I do just as well on a fry-up.
Do what just as well?
What I do.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Would you feel more relaxed with your clothes off?
No.
Worth a try. Sandy, I want you to come and work for me.
I see.
I need a girl Friday.
Oh, I hate that expression. It makes me think of coming to work in a goatskin dress.
Lose girl Friday. Substitute personal assistant.
Who takes her clothes off.
Sandy, I have dreams and I have work. I'm talking work. You are bright. I need a bright person. And you'll notice I didn't use the word girl.
You've got a nerve, you know. I've worked for Jean for ages.
As a secretary, yes. But where do you go from there? Let's be real. It's obvious that Judy gets the new branch. Blood is thicker than ability and so on.
I like Jean.
Hey, I'm crazy about the lady, but I'm talking work. I'm talking future.
You're serious?
As in serious.
You haven't talked about money.
I never talk about money. I let my calculator do the talking.
You are serious. Hello?
Hello. I'm in the kitchen. Good day at the office?
Not especially, no. You've been doing the ironing?
Well, idle hands and so on. I did a fair bit of square stuff. Well, rectangular, to be precise. And I was going to plough on, but quite honestly, I don't know where to start with things like this.
You don't? You don't iron bras?
Really? I didn't know that. Well, what about this blouse? I can't iron this like an ordinary shirt.
Not really, no. Look, I'd pack up and have a rest.
Well, perhaps you're right. It's all getting too technical. I'll make us a cup of tea. I'll boil the kettle.
No, I'll make it.
No, I can make tea.
I know you can. I don't want you to. You've done the ironing.
Not all day.
Look, I just don't want you to feel that you've got to do things in the house.
You're frightened I'll turn into a drudge.
Alistair said he was trying to sell a book in Holland.
Yes, it's a shame about that. I've always liked the Dutch.
And Scandinavia.
I can't honestly see my life in Kenya sitting Stockholm alike.
Well, they may be fascinated. They're very inquisitive people, the Swedes.
How do you know?
Common knowledge.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'll just sit back and wait for the krona to roll in.
Oh, and the guilders.
Look here. Should I be paying you rent?
Of course you shouldn't.
Well, I should chip in.
But you are chipping in. Look at all that ironing. And you got the breakfast.
I boiled 3 eggs.
Don't let's talk about money.
Look, shall I do the dinner?
No, I'll do the dinner. I'll do the dinner.
All right.
Here's your tea.
Thank you.
Being here, Lionel, that's chipping in. Having someone to talk to. Actually, I want to talk to you now. It's about Judy. I've been going over and over it in my mind, but I honestly don't think she's the right person to run the new branch.
Does she expect you?
Yes.
Oh.
And I've got to tell her.
Oh.
Well, I can't let her go on thinking it.
No. I'm not being very constructive, am I?
Well, there's nothing to be constructive about. It's just nice to have someone to talk to.
Who do you think can run the branch?
Well, someone who I know can. Sandy.
Hello, young lovers.
That's her. She's going upstairs.
Well, there's nothing significant in that, is there?
No, but I'd just better get it over with.
Right. Look, I'll start the dinner.
No, you will not start the dinner.
Well, you don't expect me to come with you, do you?
No, just unpack my shopping. Judy, could I talk to you for a moment?
Mmm. Custard tart. May I come in?
Well, of course you can come in. You live here.
It's been an hour, so I was fairly sure you'd both had your chat.
Chat?
So I put some jacket potatoes in the oven.
No, I said I'd do dinner.
Yes, I know, but I thought jacket potatoes would be a start, you see.
Oh, yes, well, good. Well, I'll go and find something which goes with the jacket potatoes.
Well, I'll help you look, and I promise I won't cook what we find.
No, I'm fine. You stay here with Judith.
Drink?
No, thanks.
I think I will.
You knew about the chat, then?
Your mother did mention it, yes.
You did remember to prick those potatoes with a fork, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Cheers. But, well...
Yes?
I expect you're a bit disappointed. Oh, that was a stupid remark. Of course you are. Your mother was very worried, you know.
Oh, do tell.
Well, actually, it was rather a brave decision to take.
Oh, so now she's the heroine.
Well, I'm not putting her in the Edith Cavell class.
Who's Edith Cavell?
Never mind.
Knees and dimples.
Not Edith Cavell.
Me. Knees and dimples. Soothing dissatisfied customers. Knees for the men and dimples for the women. She's so sweet. She's got such an honest face. You can't stay angry with her for long. That's the really professional me. The sum total.
I'm sure Jean didn't say any of that.
Well, no, but that's what she meant. No organisational skills, she said that. A bit flapdash, she did say that. Not the best timekeeper in the world, she said that. You sometimes seem to treat this job as if it's some sort of a hobby, she did say that.
Then she was right.
What?
You're a sweet girl, Judith. But if you'd worked for me in Kenya, you wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks.
Well, I never wanted to plant cocoa.
Coffee.
Coffee, then. So I'm useless.
No. And don't say that was the inference. Of course you're not useless. But you could be more useful.
Nose to the grindstone, you mean, all that sort of stuff?
Yes, all that sort of stuff.
I thought you liked me.
You don't expect me to fall for that one, do you?
No. You're getting to know me too well.
Don't just be the boss's daughter, Judith.
I should never have assumed that I qualified, I suppose.
No. Whereas Sandy does qualify.
Sandy?
Yeah. Didn't your mother tell you?
I see.
You shouldn't have left me there in the first place.
But she likes you. I thought you'd cheer her up.
I almost did.
What happened?
I mentioned Sandy.
Oh, well, I assumed you told her.
I was keeping that for tomorrow.
I bet you wish you hadn't moved in, don't you?
I'll tell you when we've had dinner.
You want a tissue?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
I hoped I'd never hear myself saying this, but I don't understand the younger generation. Here I am offering you a real chance of promotion, and you act as though I'd given you the sack.
I thought you'd offer the job to Judy.
Well, I didn't.
But she's your daughter.
Which didn't make it very easy. Look, the job's yours by rights, Sandy. You're better at it than Judy is.
Oh, do you think I could have that tissue now, please?
Is it the excitement?
No.
Pollen?
What?
Well, I've run out of ideas.
No. It's guilt. Alistair made me an offer, and I said I'd think about it.
Oh, I see. Was it a mafia kind of offer? The sort you can't refuse?
It is very tempting.
Yes, coming from Alistair, I wouldn't have expected anything less.
Oh, look. Do you want to stop me thinking about it by just kicking me out?
No, I've got my best shoes on. Look, it's business, Sandy. There's no need to feel guilty about it.
But I went behind your back. I wanted to tell you about it, but I thought you'd hit the roof.
Look, your career is yours. Your life is yours. If you told me you were talking to Alistair, I'd have said, yes, you're quite right. I'd have probably hit the roof.
Sunny day, stroll in the park, and ice cream for two. Makes me glad I'm unemployed.
You're self-employed.
Well, self-employed, unemployed, but... You'll give Judith a job now, will you?
No. How would you like to be told you're second best?
Depends what out, really. If I was second best at knitting, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I didn't know you could knit.
I can't.
Well, you're just being flippant.
Well, I was just trying to cheer you up. Do you like chili?
The food or the country?
The food.
I don't know. I haven't tasted it for a long time. Yes, I think I do. Why?
I make a very fair chili. I thought I might make us some for dinner tonight.
Why have you got this sudden fetish about cooking dinner for us?
It isn't a fetish. I'm not doing very much else, am I? Now, stop behaving like a male chauvinist and let me do chili tonight.
Well, all right, I'd like that.
Fetish. If I had a fetish, it would be a damn sight more interesting than chili con carne.
No, what would it be?
Women with ice cream round their mouths.
Oh. You might have told me.
I just did.
Lionel.
Hmm?
You know, we agreed that the idea of you running the new branch was a silly one. Is it so silly?
No, it's totally absurd.
Well, I admire the way you thought that through.
There's nothing to think through. Me? Handling a lot of women?
Well, we're not a lot of wild beasts. It just takes a bit of organising, that's all. Get yourself a good secretary.
Look, I know why you're doing this. It's transparent. It's a make Lionel a few bob idea, isn't it?
No.
Prove it.
Well, all right, all right. It would help me because...
You can't.
Just a minute. Now, just a minute. It would help me because it would be nice for me to have somebody I know working with me.
No, we sleep together.
Well, no, very well, then.
Can you honestly and truly see me working for you?
Yes.
Honestly and truly?
You're stubborn. What was that for?
If I were a frontiersman, you're the sort of woman I'd like by my side.
You're not thinking of becoming a frontiersman, are you?
Not immediately, no. What was that for?
Well, you didn't explain. I don't have to either.
Come on in, Jean. My God, you look fantastic.
Alistair, what are you doing in a bathrobe?
Telling you, you look fantastic.
Why are you dressed like that?
I've just had a sauna.
In the office?
Yes. Hey, if you ever fancy one, just drop by. Would you like some carrot juice?
No, thank you.
Chinese gooseberries?
No, I didn't come here for carrot juice, and I didn't come here for Chinese gooseberries. And I certainly did not come here for a sauna. I came here, Alistair, to tell you that you're a toad.
Here.
What are these?
Relaxation balls. You're stressed.
I am not stressed.
Then why else should you call me a toad?
Because you're trying to poach my secretary.
This is true.
I thought we were meant to be friends.
We still are. And when I think that we could have been something more... Wow! You still excite me, you know.
Oh, please, Alistair, please stop all that. I think you owe me an explanation.
Sandy is a diamond.
That's it?
What would you do if she worked for me?
I think that you were very, very lucky.
And?
That's it, that's all.
We are talking business.
Yes, I know we're talking business.
You do look fantastic, you know.
That isn't business.
Okay. Listen, if she worked for me, and you got the impression that she wasn't entirely happy, are you really telling me that you wouldn't make just the slightest noises towards her?
Well, I might. I just might.
That's all I did. She thought Judy was going to get the new job.
I know, but I want Sandy to have it. But I have to be honest, compared to all this, I mean, I can't compete with a sauna in the office.
Okay. We leave it to Sandy. We'll just sit back. And I'll increase my offer.
If you do that, I'll turn on the tears.
Fair enough. You do look fantastic, though.
Oh, Alistair.
Life with Lionel obviously suits you.
Well, yes.
Ah. Probs?
Well, the book's not selling, is it? The truth.
On a scale of 1 to 10, no.
And the lecture tours are conspicuous by their absence. He keeps wanting to cook dinner. I don't want him to feel... Well, I don't want him to feel less.
He's a weird guy, Lionel.
No, he's not. He can be a bit odd, but he's certainly not weird.
Why else would he turn his back on the chance of earning a bunch of dollars?
He wouldn't.
He has.
When?
A couple of weeks ago. It's there to be written. Your story, your young story.
Oh.
Whenever I think about it, it grabs me by the throat and shouts, mini-series.
You're off your trolley.
Do I have a sauna in my office?
Who'd be interested in a soppy story like that?
Only the world. I'm serious. I even offered to talk to America, and you know what Lionel said?
Oh, something like, how nice for America.
Exactly. Like. There are private people, and there are private people. And then there's Lionel.
How much of a reality is all this?
Listen, I am here to tell
you... On a scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe 3. But it's better than cooking dinner.
Let's talk.
In the sauna?
Let's talk. Alistair, you're not a toad.
My chili is coming along very nicely.
You did soak the kidney beans?
Of course I did.
Well, I only asked. You get a bit touchy when you cook, don't you?
Only when it's faintly ambitious. When I boil an egg, I'm positively cavalier.
I saw Alistair today. I tore him off a strip for trying to poach Sandy.
I assume he was very contrite.
Almost grovelling. You didn't tell me he was asking you to write something else.
Us?
Yes.
I'd sooner walk naked down Oxford Street.
But that'll be Judy, if there's a row.
I'll be in the kitchen.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, Sandy.
Hello.
We've had a chat.
Yes? Sorry, Mum. And as for you...
Oh, thank you.
I should never have thought that I was up for that job in the first place. Maybe the next branch. Well, that's it. That's me, really.
And I've said no to Alistair. And I don't want to run the new branch either. But it was nice to be appreciated. Thank you. Well, that's me, really.
Whatever happened to ambition?
Well, that can wait for a bit.
I don't know why I bother with you two.
Because we're so lovable.
Cheerio. We're off to eat. Well, have a nice time. Thanks for being so loyal, Sandy.
That's all right. I thought we might talk about a raise tomorrow.
Oh.
Both of us. Bye.
Women.
Lionel.
Are you ready to eat? You're quite pink.
Oh, that was very nice. Just a bit on the hot side.
I'm used to making it the way I like it, you see. I'll turn it down a bit next time, shall I?
Just a bit, yes. No, sit for a bit. Have some wine.
You?
I'll stick to the water. How about Alistair?
I make quite a fair spotted dick, you know.
About Alistair?
My stew's not to be sneezed at either.
About Alistair?
Pie in the sky.
Are we still on the cooking, or have we finally got to Alistair?
Alistair, it's all pie in the sky. Now, be honest, you read the book. I should have sold it as a sleeping pill.
He's not talking about a book. He's talking about a miniseries.
What? Written for tiny little people?
Look, I'm going to empty the rest of this chili over you in a minute.
I can't write a miniseries.
Well, you don't know that yet. Just a few hours about us when we were young.
Scene one. Lionel the Viking leaps from his longship.
Lionel!
It's all history. We're not relevant.
Of course we're relevant. We're here. Of course we're relevant. And history, as you call it, can make very good television. Look at that thing we watched the other night about the 50s with that, that actor in it. You know, that was jolly good.
You fell asleep.
Well, the bits I saw were very good. Period pieces.
Us?
That's what they're called, and they're very popular. And Alistair thinks they can work it. Then why not?
Would you allow television cameras in the bedroom when we're in bed?
Oh, well, of course not. Don't be so silly.
Well, that's the equivalent.
But, Lionel, nobody wants us in it.
Well, it's still all pie in the sky, and Alistair knows it. I can't write fiction.
But you don't know that. And it's not fiction. It happened.
And it's our business and nobody else's. I'm going to clear away.
I know why that mule kicked you in Korea. He thought you were another mule.
Shall I save the chili for tomorrow?
I don't think my temperature will have returned to normal by then.
I'll have it for lunch.
Look, it's just a story. It hardly comes under the heading of a startling revelation in a Sunday newspaper.
We'd be giving away something of ourselves.
Yes, but nobody would know it was us.
With Alistair involved? Don't you bet on it. He'd probably run guided tours past the house. If you look on the left side of the bus, you may just catch the original relics.
Your argument's wilder by the minute.
I just can't see why you're so keen on this.
For you, you ought to be doing something, not loading dishwashers and wondering how to iron bras. It's not the money. I don't care if you never earn another penny for the rest of your life, but you do. It's pride. I want you to be proud. And I want to be proud because you're proud. Scene one. A handsome young second lieutenant in the Middlesex Regiment strides through Hyde Park.
I was strolling, actually, and I draw the line at handsome.
Well, strolling, then. He sees a young nurse. Now, what then?
And the most original chat-up line he can think of is, could you tell me the way to Curzon Street?
Yeah, well, ignore that. What did this young officer feel?
A total fool, in retrospect.
Look, I'm not talking about in retrospect. What did he feel then?
I saw you and I stopped breathing. I really did.
Did you?
I started again, obviously, or I'd have died. But for that moment, there was nobody in that park. Nothing else in the park. Just you.
Shall we have an early night tonight?
Good idea.
That was a beautiful thing to say.
Oh, I couldn't write it.
You just did.
What about sex scenes?
Well, we had plenty of those, didn't we?
I mean, us, on a television
Lionel,
screen.
You will not get it into your head. It wouldn't be us. It would be two other people. It could be lovely.
You're just getting carried away. You know, Alistair, today's hot idea is tomorrow's cold potato. Pie in the sky. That's all it is.
Hello? Oh, hello. Where? Yes, of course you must. Yes, I'll tell him. Bon voyage. That was Alistair phoning from Heathrow. He's flying out. He's going to talk to America.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Brotherton, and Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The producer was Martin Fisher.